USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. It's back to the Oval Office for congressional leaders this afternoon in the effort to find a debt ceiling increase agreement. As for when Uncle Sam would run out of credit, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
The Treasury will likely no longer be able to satisfy all of the government's obligations if Congress has not acted to address the debt limit by early June.
Republicans continue to press for a debt ceiling increase that's tied to a lot of cuts in non-military spending. President Biden says there will be no linking the debt ceiling and budget cuts. The man behind the most popular artificial intelligence app, Sam Altman, says yes, there is a danger from uncontrolled development of AI.
If this technology goes wrong, it can go quite wrong. And we want to be vocal about that. We want to work with the government to prevent that from happening.
Testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee, Altman said there does need to be a sound regulation that will keep AI development in check but not stifle innovation. A huge vote, maybe two, coming up in the North Carolina State Legislature, whether to override Governor Roy Cooper's veto of a bill mandating new restrictions on abortion. Cooper says the GOP supermajorities in both bodies are just one vote, and he says some Republican members are on the record.
We know that a number of Republicans promised their constituents that they would protect women's reproductive freedom.
Cooper says he needs just one Republican in either body to vote with him. Gun control bills figure in two western states. Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo is not saying yet if he'll sign or veto a trio of gun control measures that have passed the state legislature. Meanwhile, in Oregon, the state Senate's been paralyzed for nearly 2 weeks because Republicans and independents aren't showing up. The lack of a quorum is preventing the Oregon State Senate from passing any bills, including a pending gun control bill. This is USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Are you taking a vacation around Memorial Day? If so, you're not alone. I mean, really, really not alone.
AAA is predicting air travel over Memorial Day weekend will be busier this year than it was pre-COVID, signaling a true return to travel levels not seen since before the pandemic. About 3.4 million Americans are expected to fly over the holiday weekend, which is an 11% increase over last year. It's also nearly 5.5% increase since 2019, before the COVID pandemic. AAA expects this to be the busiest Memorial Day weekend since 2000, when they first started tracking travel numbers. I'm Skip Kelly.
Your trip through the airport may eventually get a bit quicker thanks to a new generation of facial scanners.
The machines in tests that we've done are consistently as good as even trained humans and way better than you or me.
Professor Alice O'Toole at the University of Texas. The new machines are being tested at 16 airports around the USA, and for now only volunteers will be subject to the technology. If your travels are groundbound on the holiday weekend and involve a Jeep Cherokee, take a listen. Jeep's parent company is recalling about 220,000 Cherokees to fix an issue with the rear power liftgate. Turns out some of them can catch fire even with the engine off. Jeep's parent company Stellantis says before you get the fix, park that Jeep outside. The recall is for Cherokees made between 2014 and 2016. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
O'Reilly. Get your vehicle ready for spring during Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Pro-X1 exterior cleaning and detailing products provide professional results and show quality shine for your vehicle. Right now, pick up Pro-X1 Snow Foam Car Wash 2 for just $15. See store for details. Pro-X1 exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.